Here on your website,
God, Mindset Media Radio.
Today we've come to talk about the medical system of God. Father God, we thank you for your healing. Father God, we thank you for your power of divine health. Father God, we thank you for your energies and your wind, your breath and your spirit of healing. Right now we are going to pray for the spirit of healing. We are going to counsel through the spirit of healing. We are going to declare through the spirit of healing. The scripture says unto us that God gave us his promises. And through his promises, we have a covenant of divine health. And we are praying for the divine power and the divine healing of God to flow in your house, to flow through your ears, to come into your mindset, to affect your hormonal ability or your hormones or your ovaries so that divine health and divine healing may be attained in your life. God wants you to live a healthy life. God wants you to live in divine healing. God wants you to be able to activate the energies of healing and the spiritual environment of healing and also maintain it in your house. So today we are praying and I say, Father God, we thank you for your power of healing. We thank you for your grace of divine health. We thank you. The Bible says that as we thank God, we activate his abilities through the spirit of thanking him, uttering his thanks, and also commanding forth through thanking, through our believing that God is the spirit and is the spirit. And when we thank him, we tap into the energies of his blessings. And healing is in the air. Healing is in the spirit of God. So I pray for divine health. I pray for divine grace and anointing that is present to enable you to be in the divine power that heals. Father God, we thank you and we bless your holy name. As we decree healing over your life, I read from the scripture. We are in the medical system of God, where God says medicine and the medical divine way of healing will come to you through his word, his revelation. Behold, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6 says, behold, I will bring it health and healing. Notice he said two things. He will bring you health. Health is a status where you live in divine healing or divine health, where you don't get sick, where you don't get problems that are attached with sicknesses and diseases. And healing is the state where God's energy that heals you from any attack, let it be depression, from sickness, from disease. It could be some frustration. It could be depression. It could be some emotional negative environment that is tormenting you. But God is saying he will bring divine health. Let it be any kind of sickness or affliction in your body. Father God, we thank you right now. Why am I declaring the scriptures as I'm speaking for God's truth and as I'm thanking? Why? Because I want you to hear this voice in your ears, like a ministering, counseling spirit in your ears. And you understand that healing, sometimes we believe God that he has done it because his words declares that he has done it. So the hindrance between what he has done and us is disbelief or unbelief, or it could be the emotional state that is conflicting and in opposition with God that we could be in as a psychological status. But when we believe, when we declare that God has done it, God has fulfilled it, his word says it, and I believe it, then divine health comes down. Father God, we thank you. Behold, I will bring it health and healing, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Notice Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6 says that God will heal us. God will heal you. God will declare abundance of peace and truth. Peace is when you're defended. Peace is when you're protected. Peace is when you have God's security around you. Peace is when God doesn't allow you to enter into risky zones of sicknesses, diseases of robbery, fear, intimidation, hatred. Peace. Father, we pray for that peace. God says he will reveal unto us the abundance of peace. So Father, we say that the revelation that enables us to live in the abundance of peace, I decree it over your people right now. I decree and I prophesy that you are living in the abundance of God's peace and God's truth. That as you continue to be truthful to yourself, binding yourself, your attitude, your actions, your behaviors to the way God reveals his truth through his word, that you abiding to the truth and obedience to God's truth will bring the abundance of divine healing, divine purpose. And I pray that this is your portion, and I pray that the grace of God is resting upon you, and I pray and I decree that the Spirit of God is enabling you to walk in his peace and the abundance of his truth. The word healing means to give someone a remedy that heals, which is in the form of herbs, medicine, spoken words that contains the science and the counseling of healing. And I thank you, Father God, that right now whoever is listening to the power of healing, and healing comes by listening to someone who gives you a remedy, listening to a voice, instructions that gives you the science, the ability of being able to be knowledged or given knowledge that brings you into the act where you put certain things together, where you do certain acts with the intention of healing your body, with the intention of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Father, I thank you that we are obedient towards your frequency. And your frequency is allowing each one of us that the obedience we apply, we enter into the science, the application of doing things that literally allows our divine health to come forth. Listening to scriptures, reading the word of God, giving thanks unto God, thanking him through our voice, but also thanking him through the actions of giving offerings, which aims at giving thanks and appreciation unto the will of God, to the purpose of God in the earth. That through doing this, as we are aiming through the scriptures, Father, I thank you of healing and believing and taking the scriptures and claiming what the scripture says. That Lord God, you bring divine health. I pray for divine healing. And the scripture says, but also this same word healing means to restore someone back into the original status of his or her spiritual genetic, Levitical order, and authentic truth, good morals, positive deeds that enables someone to maintain the spiritual state of being intimate with God. Father, we thank you that we are in that status of obedience that flows in the frequency that enables us to channel in, that enables us to tap into that frequency which contains the power, the remedy, the environment, the energy, radiating influence of light, spiritual presence and anointing of healing. Father, I thank you. We bless your holy name right now. I prophesy over every soul that is listening. I speak and I decree over every mind that is listening. I speak over every ovaries, hormones and emotions that are listening. I speak over every temple, every human body that is listening, because our human body, every organ you created and formed in our human body is part of your physical temple. My Lord, my God, I thank you. The book of Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has sent me and anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to recovery of sight to the blind. Father, I thank you that the word of God is going forth. You have sent us to break yokes, mountains, every resistance, every bacteria, every parasite that the enemy is using, every sickness, every conflict, every negative emotional status that the enemy may use as a formula of affliction, oppression, and suppression over the human body of your people right now. We rebuke it. We command it to render it powerless and useless. And we pray for the spirit of healing. Let the spirit of healing flow as the audio is being activated, as the audio is being decreed. Healing is concealed in the keeping of God's calendar. Listen to this. Father God, I thank you that everybody that is listening to me, they are flowing in the energy, tapping in the frequency, the spiritual presence, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence, the flower of life of God. Revelation chapter 22 verse 2 says, in the middle of its streets, on either side of the river, there was a tree of life. Father, we thank you for the tree of life. And what is this tree of life that brings divine healing, divine power, and divine energy that enables us to flow in the frequency and the channel of healing? It bore 12 fruits, and each tree yielding its fruit every month. The months and the leaves of the tree were the healing of the nation. Listen, God is saying that in his season, the tree of life that brought forth 12 months, 12 zodiacal signs, I rather call them 12 segments of months in a year. And this tree of life brought forth these 12 fruits, representing the 12 tribes of Israel, representing the 12 months on God's calendar. That as we keep and we flow in that frequency of God's timetable, God's calendar, we tap into an energy or frequency that comes from the heavenly realm, which was destined to bring divine health. God wants you to be in the energy of strength, ability to do, because the word sickness means, the word disease in a human body means, when somebody doesn't have the desire to do the things he was created to do. When somebody is not excited about life. You know, when you get sick, you start to feel like you don't want to eat. Eating sustains your body. You feel like you don't want to work. You feel like you don't want to spend time with the people that encourages you, the people that that may have good intentions about you. Sickness makes us to draw in. We draw into a dark place of our emotional state where we start to look at ourselves and feel sorry about ourselves, go into this sorrowful, and sometimes sickness may also bring depression, and we are depressed and oppressed and are suppressed. Father God, we pray that as we are going through the energy of suppression and oppression, but we remember to put on the word of God. We remember to speak the word of God. We remember to read the scriptures of God. We remember even to speak in those who are in need of the presence of healing. We remember to be in the presence that surrounds us with the presence of God's holiness in the 12 months, or according to God's Hebrew, Jewish, and Hebrew calendar. That through tapping in that energy and moving in that energy, being obedient, listening to the word of God, listening to the prayers that are sanctifying, listening to audios and declaration of the prophetic energy of God, that there is a presence of God that abides in our house, abides in our environment, encourages our inner man, encourages our ability to think, encourages and empowers our body cells, encourages our hormones, our feelings, and our senses to tap into that energy that excites and brings God's reality back to us, God's motivation and innovation in our soul. I pray for divine wealth. I pray for divine healing. I pray for divine power. You cannot separate healing from good deeds. Father God, I thank you. Now, when we want to be healed and walk in divine health, we must be able to give healing and also walk in divine health, because we desire to see good and also make good to come into other people's lives. Father, I thank you that even doing community work that enables us to share. Every time you feel pain and you share and you heal others, you encourage others, your pain reduces, your pain goes away. So I pray for community engagement, community environment and innovation, where you use your mouth, where you use your declaration, where you use your presence to become a temple of God that brings energy into other people's lives. As you do that, spiritual energy increases in you that takes away every pain, takes away every limitation. Father God, we thank you. The sunshine, hallelujah, the sun shining in the time it comes with healing. Father, I thank you, even I pray. There's a saying that says that in most cultures, sometimes in Africa, when somebody is sick, they gather him up and put a small mat before the sun and put him in the sun and dry him up over there. Put him in the sun. Why do they put this person in the sun? Because in the sun, there's a certain vitamin that comes and encourages and motivates us. So Father, I speak through the energies of the sun. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 says, but you who fear the name of the Lord, the sun which shines in the sky, the sun of righteousness, the sun that contains the energies that are spoken by the righteous people, by righteous prayers, as a righteous man decreeing and speaking through the energies of the sun, I speak, arise with healing in his wings. Father, let the sun shine, the sun rays, the radiating frequencies that radiates through the sun. My Lord, I speak through the sunshine, and I speak, Father, energies of healing. I speak, Father, energies of divine health. I speak, Father, energies of divine grace. I speak divine empowerment. I speak divine divine encouragement. I speak divine motivation. Father, I kill every blood cells, every cells in the body that contain sicknesses and parasites. I render them useless. I paralyze them. I rebuke them. And I encourage the spiritual energy. I encourage the immune system that you have created in man. And I speak a life into it. I speak encouragement into it. I speak power of healing into it. And you shall go out and grow fat like star-fed calves. This is Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Hallelujah. It says, fear not those who love the name of God. Even when the sun shines, it shall not strike you in the day, neither the moon strike you by night. Because those are witches that use these satellites to use it for witchcraft. But God says, for those who love God, the sun that shines becomes a revelation and a reflection of the righteous voices, of the righteous manifestation, of the prayers of the righteous that brings healing. So through the sun, wherever you are, wherever the sun reaches out its heat over your body, I pray that that heat will bring forth healing, capacity building via the teaching that brings healing. Father, we thank you that we are building the capacity of healing. Lord God, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 says, then Yeshua went about the cities in different lifestyles, in different cities, because the word city means lifestyle. He went to different villages. He was teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Now let me tell you something. Sometimes when we become so sick, or we are sick, or we want something from God, we focus too much on ourselves, that even when we are in the presence of God, we are crying out, or we want to demand to manipulate the anointing of God to give us what we want, and we don't look at the needs that are around us. Listen, Yeshua went around doing good deeds, healing and preaching, but preaching the good kingdom of God. So sometimes you're speaking good words that encourages you and empowers you and motivates you to be who God created you to be. That also brings divine health. So create a presence in your life. Create an energy in your life where you entertain, where you allow your ears to hear the sound that enables you to be in the presence of God, that encourages you concerning the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? And what does God demand from you as a living human being in your body? Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I speak the holiness of God. I preach the holiness of God. I preach the kingdom of God. And let sicknesses be rebuked out of your body and disease. Father, we rebuke every sickness. We command, I want you to speak against even the sicknesses that you have diagnosed in your body, and rebuke it, because you know the name. Speak against it. Decree God's light into it. As you are speaking right now, as we are praying together, because prayer is going on concerning divine health. You shall not be sick. If you're barren, you shall bring forth. If you're sick in any formula, you shall be healed in the name of Yehoshua. Right now, I command the word of God, the teaching of God for the kingdom of healing goes together. Luke chapter 9 verse 6 says, so they departed and went through the towns. They were preaching the gospel, preaching the good news. Father God, we avail our ears, our eyes, to be in the presence where the good news is spoken. The more we hear about the good news, the more the motivation and the innovation of the good news brings healing to everywhere. And they went around healing. Luke chapter 9 verse 6 says, so they departed and went. Yeshua equipped them with the anointing to go healing. They went through towns preaching the good gospel and healing everywhere. Father, even healing went with them. Why? Because they were preaching a kingdom of God that cast out devils, that heals the sick, that eliminates powers of viruses and diseases, that strengthen the human immune system. You have the immune system that fights against sicknesses when they try to attack your body. And sicknesses come from the air, the environment that you are in. Parasites, talk about viruses, talk about any bacterias, any negative forces, energies, wickedness of witchcraft, senses, evil spoken words. All these fly or move back and forth through the air. Hallelujah. And so our body attracts these sicknesses, these negative elements. But the scripture is saying unto us that the word of God comes with healing. You need to avail yourself and to surround yourself with the presence and the environment of God's power. Father, I thank you in the name of Yahushua. Luke chapter 9 verse 11 says, but when the multitude knew it, they followed him, and he received them and he spoke to them about the kingdom. Hallelujah. So don't you separate yourself from the hearing of the word. Right now, even as I'm speaking in encouragement. I speak the kingdom of God. God wants you to function in his kingdom. Hallelujah. God doesn't want sickness to be in your body. So I rebuke sickness and I speak God's purpose and God's will. Begin to engage more in God's will, God's purpose for your community. Begin also to be willing to give healing to others, because that's what you're willing to give to someone else. God gives you in abundance so that you may share. You cannot be with sickness in your body while you're giving healing to others. So Father God, I thank you that healing, divine health is coming on to us. The acts of doing good towards your community increases the anointing of healing. Father, we thank you. Even praying, intercession helps us to heal us. Intercessors, when you learn how to intercede for others, to pray especially people to be better in their lives, to develop their lives. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, that as even you're praying for that healing in people's bodies, that you yourself get healed automatically. Why? Because you're interceding for the community to have healing. So the waters that flows from heaven goes through your temple, and your temple begins to pour out energies of healing. The book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says, how God has anointed Yeshua, a Mashiach of Nazareth, with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good deeds. He went about developing his communities. He went about doing things that enables him to sanctify his communities, to make the communities develop beyond their limitation, beyond their weak areas, and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the healing. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and he healed them. 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 And he delivered them from their destructions. He brought salvation. He brought a revelation of deliverance. Women bringing healing to their community via the good deeds of humbleness and service of kindness. The more we increase kindness in our acts, it enables and increases our prayer to be so powerful in the area of healing. The more we are kind, the more divine healing flows out of us, and the more divine healing gives us more divine health in within our body. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 9 to 10. Women bringing divine healing to their community. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 9 to 10 says, do not let a widow under 60 years be taken into the number, and not unless she has been a wife of one man, well reported for good works, if she has brought up children, and if she has lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, and if she has relieved the afflicted, shown acts of welfare, hospitality, kindness, care for her community, if she has diligently followed every good work. Father, I thank you that the more we increase in the ability of doing good works, the more our prayers are ignited and empowered by the spirit of revelation of healing. Father God, self-seeking, my Lord, my God, and self-seeking hindering the flow of prayer. Father, we thank you right now, and we thank you, and we bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised, and you are worthy to be glorified, because the energy of healing is flowing. The presence of healing is flowing. The anointing of healing is flowing. The purpose of healing is flowing. The wisdom of healing is flowing. The revelation of healing is flowing. The goodness of healing is flowing. Father, I pray for deliverance. I pray for divine health. I pray for divine purpose. I pray for divine knowledge. I pray for the good works in our community. The engagement in tithing and sowing and giving offering, so that we may better our life standard. to bring energies of healing. Father God, to heal the sicker. My Lord, I thank you because the divine energy of healing is already flowing in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit, in every part of our organs where we need healing. And we pray for divine health. I pray, Father, for those who are emotionally wrecked down and suppressed and hijacked by negative emotions of unforgiveness. And the scripture says unto us that most of the time when we refuse to give, unforgiveness hinders our flow of divine health in our human body, which is the temple. So, Father, I pray that as we are winding up our prayer of healing, that enable us, strengthen us wherever we are holding unforgiveness against any soul, against any human being, against anyone, even our enemies. We pray for forgiveness. And the scripture says, pray even for those who hate you, because it will be like you allowing the energies and to tap in the flow of healing for yourself. So we refuse to tap into the energies of sicknesses and diseases, of anger, of revenge, of bitterness, my Lord, and unforgiveness. We rebuke them, we renounce them in our lives, and we say, Father, enable us to have the energy of healing and the energy of ability or to forgive. The word to forgive also means to give. God so loved the world that the action of love was revealed in the act of giving. So he gave. He didn't give us when we are holy. He didn't give us when we are acting like angels. He didn't give us when we are doing what he wants us to do. But he gave us because through giving, he gave us even when we were not doing right. So we need to start to forgive, to care about our communities, to pray for healing for others. But as also healing flows to us in a divine manner through a divine channel of God. So I pray, Father God, that forgiveness is the center and the heartbeat of reconciliation of communities. That when we forgive, we allow ourselves to be used by the Spirit of God to flow, and as a channel, as a radio wave, as a medium, as a temple that uses God's waters to heal the earthly realm. So Father, we thank you in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. We pray and we sanctify your holy name. Thank you. Amen and amen. That was our prayer for healing for today. Remember, you've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Quarter of Celebrate Uganda, the land of Ham, the land of Kush, Mindset Media, Radio Celebrator, Uganda.